Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Rise and shine.
Morning is an important time of day.
How so?
Because how you begin your morning can often tell you what kind of day you're going to have.
You know what day it is?
Oh, it's going to be a great day.
I just know this is going to be a great day.
What's so great about it? It's Friday, and at my job, that is our biggest day.
Great. That's great.
Enough said.
Enough said.
Showtime.
They're great.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is mind-boggling. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Friday. Yay.
Yay, yeah.
Am I the only person that when I walk outside and the wind hits me, I call it a name?
What'd you call it today?
I usually call it the same name every day.
It's something we can't say on the
radio. It's two syllables. It starts with an A.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Aloha.
That's
three
syllables. Three syllables. You know what it is. I do. Mm-hmm. Every single time. It's that wind smacks you in the face, and I'm like, you're a...
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's cold, huh? I didn't know. I wore my regular old light jacket.
Best purchase I made this year is this huge puffy coat. It's not attractive. It doesn't, it's not flattering.
It's practical.
Yep.
It is the warmest coat I've ever had. Thank you, Calvin Klein. It's a nice one.
That's a name drop.
It could
she
go.
She had a great year. She's been very open about that.
It could go down a little further because my knees get a little, it's right above the knee. Could go down and past the knee.
Yeah.
But best purchase I've made because in the past years, it hasn't been this bitterly cold.
No.
You don't need cold knees. Did you say it's Calvin Klein?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know. It was pricey. It wasn't.
I met Calvin Klein one time.
You did?
Yeah. Whoa. It's an unbelievable story that I don't think I can tell.
What?
I'll save it.
No saving it.
Basically, no, there's things I can't navigate properly without thinking about it for a minute or two.
All right.
There's people involved and it gets a little...
Yeah, but the people that are listening now are angry at you for even bringing
right,
it up.
Yeah.
Calvin Klein, okay, fine. I can't do it properly. He had a boyfriend, right?
Uh-huh.
And his boyfriend was like 22, and he... His job before whatever he was doing then was that he was in adult films.
Okay.
And
is that when you were in the game?
No, I was not. What's coming up on the show today?
Was it a pleasant meeting? Was he
nice?
Yeah,
he's nice. His
what does he look like? Do I know what he looks
his
like?
His dumb porn star boyfriend embarrassed him.
Is that him? Does he play himself in Seinfeld, or was that an actor?
Oh, I think it's him.
Was it him?
I can't picture
you're
it
very,
perfectly,
you're
but I'm pretty sure
lithe.
It's him.
That's what he says to Kramer. Remember Kramer got his cologne stolen?
Oh, yeah.
The beach?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
A friend, it's a long story, but a friend of mine was at Calvin Klein's house with the boyfriend and then a handful of people over for like a dinner party and then they watched a movie.
Yeah.
It was Captain America. It was only out in theaters and they watched it in Calvin Klein's basement.
Really?
Where it's like this big movie
theater.
That's
pretty cool.
And so, there's all kinds of things that happen there because he has like servants and all this stuff. So anyway, we're at this party and Calvin Klein is there with the boyfriend and the boyfriend knows my friend, right?
Okay.
And so my friend goes, oh, I need, we're there talking. Kevin's like, it's my buddy Tim. And he's like, I need to introduce you guys to Calvin. And he's like, Calvin, come here. And he's this dumb, drunk 22-year-old. And he grabs this frail little Calvin Klein and he drags him over. And then my friend had been drinking for a little bit. And so the guy, Calvin's boyfriend, is trying to say, oh, this is Kevin. You remember him because he came over and we watched a movie. And this guy's like dumb and he's kind of mumbling. So my friend's trying to help, but he's also really drunk. And he starts going, Captain America. And then the kid keeps mumbling. And then my friend goes, Captain America. And then he keeps, he goes, his wife, they came over and they watched the movie. And Kevin, in his Calvin Klein's face, goes, Captain America. And I had to put my hand across his chest. And Calvin Klein gave me a look as if to say, thank you. That was getting weird. And Calvin Klein doesn't care about the whole thing. So that was it. I saved my friend from completely embarrassing himself in front of Calvin Klein.
Was it weird, though, being at Calvin Klein's place?
I wasn't there. My friend was. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, he was just trying to jog his memory and yelled Captain America in his face. So every night when I see Kevin, he just go, whenever Calvin Klein comes up, you go, Captain America.
I know the story. I know a story similar to that, and that you have to make fun of people when they're drunk.
Yes.
Like, I have a friend that he did not recognize him, this guy. This guy kept saying, hey, Charlie. Hey, Charlie. He was drunk and loud. And Charlie's like, hey. He's like, no, it's me. It's me, bro. It's me, bro. And he kept saying his name over and over. He's like, yeah, I know. Like, he was supposed to be more excited.
Charlie didn't care.
He's like, yeah, I'm familiar with you and your work. All right, well, today on the show, it's cold. We'll give you your extended forecast in just a second. But we have your final four chances. Is it four or three? Three chances to win Galentine's Day tickets to join me and Jen next Wednesday at the B&B Wildwood. You get to see Isn't It Romantic with Rebel Wilson. You get a popcorn, you get a soda, and you get to bring three friends with you. And we're doing that next Wednesday, February 13th on Galentine's Day. Also, Schmig Schmackdown, we got a great prize today. You get a 6 Cardinal game pack for their t-shirt games, which is very cool. And those t-shirts, those t-shirt games are always high quality. Mm-hmm. And plus, we're looking ahead to Cardinal season because we're ready for the warm. Uh-huh. Also, Looking for Love in the Loo with Mr. Lance Hildebrand. That'll be at about 8:25 this morning. Ooh,
thanks for the reminder about that.
Oh, you're welcome. I have more for you, too.
Do you? Yeah,
if you're running low.
I've got enough for today, but a couple of them are on the average side.
Okay. I have more for you. Patty sends me them every Friday.
Okay.
She's my hookup for the profiles for the single men. Foodstuffs is going to be a good one because tomorrow's pizza day, so we'll talk about all the stuff in Foodstuffs. Okay, weather. Sunny, breezy, cold today. High of 24. Wind chill readings in the teens. Actually, wind chill readings are lower than that as of now. Partly cloudy, cold tonight with a low of 10. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high of 34. And then on Sunday, there's a chance for showers or possibly a wintry mix, high of 36. Right now,
14.
Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show on a chilly start to your Friday, but it's Friday, so that should make you happy. Payday for some. For us, it is.
Yay!
So it's going to be a little chilly this weekend. After last weekend's heat wave that we had.
I know.
At least we had that little, you know, reprieve.
Right.
Yeah. And we have Galentine's tickets to give away. It's your last day that you can win those to join Jen and I at B&B Wildwood to see Isn't It Romantic for a Galentine's Day celebration next Wednesday, and a chance for you to win Cardinals tickets today at 7:40 with Schmig Schmackdown. All right, and your obituary, have you ever thought about it? Like, would you want to be funny? Would you have your obit written out? If you were sick, would you write your obit, or would you just let the family do it?
Man, I haven't really thought about this.
It's funny you say that. I remember after my dad passed, my mom, in preparation, because I guess it's cathartic to go through things, she went ahead and wrote her own obituary, which is the obituary we used, because I guess she didn't want to have to...
It is a lot. It's hard.
Have the kids to think about it.
If you've never written one, there's a certain order everything has to go in an obituary, mm-hmm. and you have to kind of abide by that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, like the family... what the person did. I mean, you don't know unless you've ever written one.
Mm-hmm.
So it is an extra task. But it seems like more and more people are putting their final thoughts in their obituary.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And being funny. Like this woman in Canada, she wrote her own obituary and she says, and she said in her obituary, she finally got the smoking hot body she always wanted.
Oh my God.
Because she was cremated.
Oh, wow.
If she was that kind of person.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Right.
And then there was a New Orleans Saints fan that was beyond upset about the terrible decision that happened in the playoff games, mm-hmm. you know, where that call wasn't made.
They were robbed.
The Rams won.
Right.
But this is his commitment to how angry he was. Okay, so his name is Henry Jaum, and he's from New Orleans. He's 65 years old, and he died around 1 o'clock on Sunday, mm-hmm. this past Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. And in his obituary, it said he died because he was, quote, determined to not watch the Super Bowl.
Man,
I mean, you're upset for losing somebody you love, but
yeah,
it just makes you smile if they're that kind of person.
Right. I think the local obituaries right before the year the Cubs went to the World Series, a lot of them made that joke.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
He just couldn't bear to see the Cubs in the World Series.
Yeah, here's Lance with another look at your rush hour. Hopefully quieter today. Not a lot of precipitation right now.
Sometimes Friday mornings do tend to be a little quiet, so we'll hope that that is the trend this morning.
Live on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and if you're still looking for plans for this weekend, come hang out with me. Tonight, I am hosting a trivia party for the St. Patrick Center. It's a great, great organization that helps fight homelessness, and they've got the big old trivia night tonight. It's the Hilton St. Louis at the ballpark. Still tickets available for that. And then tomorrow night, I am hosting Wishes, Wags, and Whiskers. It's a big event for the 5 Acres Animal Shelter. 5 Acres Animal Shelter is out in St. Charles. They do great work. It's a no-kill shelter out there, and they've got this big old gala going on tomorrow night featuring Jordan Humphrey. He's a country musician, so it's country-themed. I got some boots. So if you're interested in either
of
those.
You got boots? Oh, that was very quick how you said that.
Well, we're going to get into that, but I wanted to let people know if they want to come to these things, you can go to stpatrickcenter.org or 5acresanimalshelter.org. So Friday tonight and tomorrow Saturday.
All right.
So yeah, I went and I got some boots. So I was looking for places to buy cowboy boots for this thing because I wanted to do my part and get into it, right? So
you just wanted to buy cowboy boots, right? And you wanted an excuse.
I don't think I'll ever wear these other than today for you guys and at this event tomorrow night.
Okay. Do you have them on now?
No, I'm going to put them on shortly.
They're hard to get on, aren't they?
No, not these.
Oh, okay.
They're not bad at all. They really helped me out. So I went to a place called Hampton Shoe, not far from me, over on Hampton. And
That's weird that it's on Hampton. Called Hampton Shoe.
Here's Lance with traffic.
Isn't that down by Salt and Smoke, Tim?
Yes, it is. Oh. Exactly. It's right by Salt and Smoke, which is delicious.
It is. We're not a sponsor.
So you got some nice shoes. But, you got some tasty vittles.
Yep.
Okay.
Tim tried to recruit the digital department, asking them if they wanted to shoot video of him trying on boots.
Correction, I successfully recruited the digital department.
Wow.
So that video will be up soon. No, we had a whole lot of fun, and here's one of the reasons. So I got there before Jamie. Jamie came out and shot it for us. I got there before Jamie. I walk in. They're listening to Y98. I'm like, this is my kind of place. So then I say, hey, I work at a radio station.
They were listening?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. So I say, I have a friend coming to shoot. I work at a radio station, and we were going to just shoot some video. Would that be okay? And she says, yes. And then she says, what radio station? And I say, oh, actually, Y98. And she says, do you know Courtney? And I was like, I think we crossed paths a few times.
Yes.
And she said, I went to college with Courtney.
Ha ha.
Yes, I did go to college for a short time.
Short time. Mm-hmm. So then she's all excited, and then we had a great time. We'll get more into that later as I show the boots, and hopefully we can talk about the video. You guys are going to love it, the adventures. I got some great boots. We're going to see those on Instagram, at Courtney and Kawhi98. But she gave me this to give you.
Let's see. What if I don't remember who it is?
Great place over there, Hampton Shoe.
Just pretend.
And she's one of the owners.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know she did not go to college with me.
And she...
well, she put you... Fellow Saluki. I did not go. I did not. I was at Carbondale a lot partying, though, so maybe people thought
you went to school.
Yeah, I was there a lot.
That's more on you than on her. But she's like, oh, I listen all the time, and I laugh, and my neighbors probably think I'm crazy because she'll be out, like, walking around, and she's
that's
like...
That's so nice.
And so I'm like, yeah, I'm actually on the show with Courtney. And she's like, oh, and then she keeps saying, I listen to them all the time. They make me laugh so hard, and I was like...
I I'm part of this group that you're talking about.
Yes, people do that all the time.
Did she?
She's like, I listen all the time, and I'm like, I'm Tim!
Love me!
Yeah! I listen to them all the time.
Did she finally?
I'm Tim!
Did she finally get it?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's like when people go, oh, you were in Ludo? I used to listen to them all the time. And I'm like, but
I was, you know what I mean?
Yes, it drives me crazy.
It's the Ludos. Get it right. Oh, that's great. Well, I can't wait to see your boots.
So sweet. They helped me out. Yeah, and we'll get into
the boots
later.
All right, Hampton Boots.
Yeah.
Thank you
Hampton
for listening.
Shoe, yeah.
Oh, Hampton Shoes. Sorry. All right, the weather, cold. You were there. You've been out in it. Did you call it names like I do? Sunny, breezy, cold today, high of 24. Wind chills are going to be in the teens and lower. And then tomorrow, 34. Sunday, 36, with possibly a wintry mix in the forecast. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right, we have a lot of volume on.
Entertainment Schmig, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Before we get to stories, don't forget, Schmig Schmackdown happening in about an hour. We're giving away a cards t-shirt pack, 6 games, and also don't forget, single game tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Yes! It's a good day for sports. Blues won in overtime, by the way, too.
Yeah,
1-0.
Against one of the best teams in the NHL, too.
Yeah, they played Tampa Bay last night.
There's their theme song, their anthem. And Kevin's love playing the chorus.
Was this playing inside someone's locker when it was closed? Is that what that was?
Yeah. I know, right? You might want to update that.
Man, I think I could beat the Lightning after listening to that.
I think KZK, our sister station, probably has it in their library. Yeah.
Gloria!
I don't believe you.
I actually have a can here in the studio, so maybe I'll do the rest of the schmig like this. Ariana Grande is...
I can't. It's annoying. Ariana Grande said she's no longer performing at the Grammys. And yesterday, producer Ken Ehrlich said that it was too late for her to pull something together.
Ooh.
Ariana did not like that. She said, you're lying about me. I can pull together a performance overnight. It was when my creativity and self-expression was stifled by you that I decided not to attend.
Mm.
I hope the show is exactly what you want it to be and more. Ooh! Jeez.
It's not good. It's not a good look for the Grammys to not have her either.
Right.
Won't her song debut at or her album debut at number one? I mean...
Yeah.
And they use her in a bunch of the promo for it. There's billboards all over that say Grammys, and it's Ariana.
Yeah. Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and Childish Gambino, all up for a ton of awards, decided not to perform. Not even sure if they're going to be there.
Mm.
And Taylor Swift won't be there because she's filming the Cats movie. So
not a good look for the Grammys.
Yeah. Interesting that, you know, viewership of award shows is kind of going down, and seems like attendance at award shows is going down too.
Yeah. A new study says millennials don't even really like today's music. They were more likely to identify hits from between 1960 and 1999 than any modern stuff.
Really?
Is it because those songs stood out and they didn't... There wasn't, like, a formula.
Right.
And there's just so much now, and people are consuming different kinds of music. So, whereas in the past,
they had whatever was on the radio.
Decades, it was, you had your hits, and that was it.
You can go online to Y98.com and see a couple different things. Jennifer Garner reached 5 million Instagram followers, so she celebrated by giving a giant plastic green penguin a shower in a hotel room.
Makes sense.
So weird.
Very weird. She's like, this is what you get.
She's very happy about it, too.
She was very thorough as well.
Yeah.
Just going to say. Entertainment Weekly also has the cast of My Best Friend's Wedding on the cover 22 years after the movie came out. Julia Roberts is looking at the wrong... She's looking the wrong way. And she has a little bit of crazy eye in the picture. And Rupert Everett, unrecognizable.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just saw him alone and didn't see him with the whole cast, you'd be like, who's that? I had to go back and look at what he used to look like so I could compare.
I don't know if Julia Roberts said any work done, but man, she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's had some work
done. But she doesn't look like
she's had work done. Right.
You look at this picture on the cover of Entertainment Weekly and tell me if you agree.
All right.
Inquiring minds want to know about Amazon's Jeff Bezos' stuff?
No.
Well, Jeff Bezos claims that the National Enquirer is trying to blackmail him with nude photos.
Mm. Whole new meaning to Amazon Prime.
There's a package joke in there, too. too easy.
Apparently, they say that the Enquirer is friendly and helpful to the president. And Jeff Bezos is the owner of the Washington Post, which is critical of the president. So he believes that it's somewhat politically motivated. And he claims, he posted emails yesterday that he got from the Enquirer threatening to publish more texts and nude photos of not only Jeff, but his mistress, Lauren Sanchez. But they promised not to do it if Bezos called off his investigations and stated he had no reason to believe that the Inquirer's actions were politically motivated.
Good for him for
going
publishing
those. Yeah, right, yeah.
Like, you don't scare me.
Right. Yeah, right.
I'm Jeff Bezos.
Right.
No kidding.
And tomorrow the news will be, and Jeff Bezos bought the National Enquirer.
And a big weekend for movies. You have the Lego Movie 2, the second part. It's going to be good. And you also have Taraji P. Henson in What Men Want. It's the redo of Mel Gibson's What Women Want from 18 years ago. Tracy Morgan also in the film. That's Entertainment Schmig. And like I said, Schmig Schmackdown about an hour away with that 6-game Cardinals t-shirt pack up for grabs. Y98, today's best music and the Courtney and Company morning show. Your forecast, brutal. It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. You're going to want to stay in your home for most of the weekend because today a high of 24. Wind chill reading makes it feel way lower than that. 10 overnight, 34 tomorrow, 36 on Sunday with a chance for a wintry mix. Right now it's 13.
You beat them radio at different times of year. You get the same kind of information from prep services.
What's the cost of the 12 days of Christmas?
Right.
How much would you make if, how much does a stay-at-home mom make if you were to pay her a salary?
Yes.
All that stuff.
And different holidays, it's heavy with that stuff. So there's a lot of Valentine's Day nonsense every single day. But there are a couple wedding stories. One is crazy and dumb, but the other one I love so much. I read about it yesterday. So the first one is, I guess there's a couple in Scotland and they're getting married April 27th. And they're about $5,800 short of what it's going to cost for the wedding. So they put up a GoFundMe account. They're asking their guests to help pay for the wedding instead of giving them gifts. So far, they're $5,800 away. They've raised about $1,200. They've also made a bunch of random people on the internet angry because people think it's nervy to do this, to crowdfund for your wedding.
Right. Well, and how many guests are you inviting to your wedding that they're going to cover the $5,800? They won't.
Well, I think what's weird about this is they're not asking just people that they invited, right?
They're asking anyone.
A regular. That's where, because you see those things before where they're like, hey, instead of a presence, here's a, we're, you know, crowdfund, invitee funding our honeymoon or whatever. But if you just open it up in general, that's maybe a little weird. Maybe that's what people have a problem with.
Sponsorships.
Yeah, right.
I just don't understand why people can't get it through their brain. If you can't afford this extravagant wedding, don't have this extravagant wedding, you're never going to be mad about it.
Yeah. Because it's all about how your wedding looks now. I remember going to a wedding that was right when Pinterest came out and all these different Pinterest ideas. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad that I got married before Pinterest, because this would have given me major anxiety and run up the cost of our wedding. I mean, our wedding was not cheap.
Yeah, I've seen pictures from your wedding. You guys didn't care how it looked at all. I'm sure it was, I didn't see pictures.
I mean, my parents paid a lot for our wedding, but it was also, you know, all of the relatives who came in from out of town. That was really the last big, huge family reunion where every single... My mom has 10 brothers and sisters. That was the last one where everybody was there.
That's nice.
It was nice. But I mean, looking back, I'm like, God, I could have cut back on some stuff.
I wish I would have had the money.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, well, this other wedding story, I love everything about it. Maybe not everybody does. Do you guys know an actress named Audrey Moore? Mm-mm. She's no. been
Dudley
in...
Dudley Moore's daughter?
No. She's been in, like, Better
Roger
Call...
Moore's daughter.
Better Call Saul. Yeah. All right, shut up. Better Call Saul, it says she was in.
Yeah. She looks familiar.
But I don't remember, because I watched Better Call Saul, but I don't recognize her. She's been in a bunch of stuff. I don't think I'm the main star of it. Well, she got engaged, and when she got engaged, she knew that she did not want to have a traditional wedding. So she married a writer December 30th, and their wedding was crazy unconventional. For one, they invited the women attendees to rewear their own wedding dresses.
Yes. Oh. Well,
because she said, you know what? You have this one time in your life you get to wear this beautiful wedding dress. Why not have that same feeling when you can wear it again?
This only worked because she's an actress and everyone in LA is super skinny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, most people would be not able to fit back into it.
But she said that other people that didn't get married already borrowed dresses from people so they could look like a princess.
That's fun.
She said that she wanted them to have... She said it was so great getting ready because everybody felt like they were the bride and having fun. And she dressed in, like, a baby blue silver dress. Like, her wedding dress was not traditional white.
So she still stuck out from everybody.
Yes. She said it was like a group of princesses coming to life. Everybody looked like they were having so much fun. She said her husband talked to her about the vows. And they did their vows in Mad Libs form.
That is awesome.
Yeah. They asked people to input different experiences. And then when they read the vows, they put those words in there.
Yeah.
And then instead of flowers, the wedding was decorated with piñatas.
Yes. Great.
And the guests were also invited to wear costumes as well. But the pictures look like it was a blast. Because they just wanted it to be fun and wanted it to be them.
Yeah.
So, I said you guys, some people might not like that idea, but I think it's a great idea. It's your wedding. Do whatever you want.
Yeah,
make it a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming up, speaking of different, in the next 4 minutes... We all had to fill out a questionnaire at work about our job, what we do on the air, some of our most memorable moments. Kevin left his on his desk accidentally.
and you'll recall years ago when we learned that Kevin on his tax forms puts his occupation as talent.
So we're going to go.
Why lie to the IRS? That's what I say.
Why did you lie?
So we're going to go over Kevin's questionnaire. It's going to be highly entertaining in just a few minutes on Y98.
Live from downtown, this is your home for... I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. So I'll go
Y98 and the Courtney and Company Morning Show on Friday. Happy payday if you're getting paid, and happy polar vortex continuing with a high today of 24. We'll have your extended forecast in just a few minutes, but we all had to fill out an employee survey.
Mm-mm.
Did you have to do it, Lance?
No, is that good or bad?
I don't know.
I don't know why you wouldn't have had to.
I don't know.
We also have that meeting right after the show with the boss.
Again?
Yeah. I don't know. It was just...
They're getting rid of the rest of us.
Yeah, right. It was a bunch of questions about who we are, how long we've been in the business, how we got our start, where we got our start.
Some fun facts. Like, share some fun facts about yourself.
Was this the thing for the yearbook?
No. I still haven't done that either.
I haven't either.
I did that.
Maybe we should just send them this questionnaire that we did. But we came across Kevin's and started laughing at some of the answers, so we figured...
I haven't seen Kevin's answers.
I haven't either.
And I always like anything Kevin... Do you remember... well, first of all, if you don't know Kevin, he's funny without trying, and that's when he's the funniest.
Right.
But the year that we found out that on his tax forms that he put talent... Mm-hmm. What do you put now, Kevin?
I put down talent. Why you change a good thing, you know? They haven't audited me yet.
And you're so vague. I'm sure the person processing your taxes is like...
It's his sister. Oh,
processing. No, at the IRS, okay. Though.
No, it used to be my sister. She doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, she owns a yoga studio now.
Oh, okay. Right,
yeah. She's very zen.
All right, so what's... give us the first question, Tim.
Okay, if applicable, how many stations or markets is your show syndicated?
I said N.A. Not applicable.
That's right. Just here. If you or your show have
applicable?
Won any awards, what award did you win and when?
Where do you start? 1981, third place, Pinewood Derby.
No, you did not.
Did not put
no,
that.
No. No. I
forgot about all the awards
I
we
forgot
had won.
About it. I said not applicable. And then I realized, oh, wait a second. I did win two radio awards. Back in 1999, I did win an Air Award.
It's
maybe better to leave those off.
Yeah, because we don't do them anymore.
But our show won.
Our show has won multiple
over the
favorite morning show.
Yeah. So,
amongst our parents.
Yeah, so that was a missed opportunity.
Good job.
Yeah.
Could have made up awards, too.
Describe your on-air personality in one sentence. Please provide at least three details.
I am extremely reliable, dedicated, and loyal husband, father, and employee.
Is that really what you put?
That's really what I put and realized after I did that. I forgot an and.
Read it again.
I am an extremely reliable, dedicated, and loyal husband, father, and employee.
Oh, so you didn't put the and at the beginning.
I did not.
But it doesn't say anything about
why would
about
you put husband and father?
Why not?
What was the question again?
Describe your on-air personality.
Your on-air personality.
And they even gave an example. I'm an open book on air. Nothing is off limits, and I always go for laughs.
It doesn't say anything about your on-air personality.
Okay. Well, looks like I missed number six as well.
Okay. I don't know if anybody even reads these, Kevin. I think you're okay.
I know.
What personal details do you love to share with listeners or fans? For example, I'm a working mom, engaged to be married, diehard football fan, etc.
I am a loving father who...
Same thing.
See above.
We get it. You're a good dad. Did you win any awards? I'm best father.
Not done here.
Sarah's going to text me like, he's not that great.
Yeah. Yeah, right. No. I said, I am a loving father who has been married for almost 18 years. I have a beautiful teenage daughter who hears with cochlear implants and a son who is sadly a clone of me. I also at one time had the sixth largest collection of G.I. Joe action figures in America. Hashtag humble brag.
Okay.
There's so much more to you, Kevin.
I would have led with the G.I. Joe.
They're like, ooh, we got this guy.
Yeah, right?
Lucky us.
Number eight, share a fun fact or memorable experience about your radio career, favorite musician, or first concert.
I think of one of my favorite radio memories is following the then St. Louis Rams to the Super Bowl in 10,000.
I'm not Vince Vaughn.
I even got to go to the after party and actually met Vince Vaughn, which I spelled incorrectly.
No, you didn't.
I did. Vince Vagong. And Howie from the Backstreet Boys.
No Pearl Harbor thing?
Oh, yeah.
Or Gilligan's Island?
I totally thought it was going to be Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor was great.
You met like every actor that's working today when you went to that premiere in Hawaii.
Got to see Lee Greenwood sing.
No,
I wouldn't lead with that.
Yeah. And finally... Why do your fans love to listen to you?
Oh, yeah, because you're great.
I left that one blank.
No, you did not.
Did you?
Did you really?
Where's that? Why do your fans?
No, then you know, no, the other funny one is, so Entercom has this environmental initiative called One Thing. Yeah. What is your one thing that you do to help the environment? Like, I don't use plastic straws. I recycle. Kevin, what did you put down for your one thing?
I still stand by last year's answer. All things are possible with the power of Jesus Christ.
You, like, misunderstood the question last year.
Or maybe he didn't, and he was just like, I'm not too worried about the environment.
We just need to send Entercom a company this segment. Like, this is the gold that is Kevin the intern.
Oh, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store.
If they do get it, I won't see you Monday.
24 today with the wind chill making it feel much lower. 34 tomorrow, and then a wintry mix possible on Sunday with a high of 36. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
As we're coming at you live from Tucker and...
It's Food Stuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convey. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke in the Del Mar Loop down on Southampton. We're also on Instagram Live right now, or at least we will be, at Courtney & Co. Y98. Make sure to follow us there. Lots of fun stuff going on. Lots to get to. But it's National Pizza Day, but we're going to wait on that.
Isn't that tomorrow?
Tomorrow's National Pizza Day.
Yes.
Is what I meant to say.
Okay. Yeah.
I celebrate all the time.
I love it. You know, here's the thing. I think now the frozen pizza game has gotten so good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That,
I agree.
Don't you think so? Mm-hmm. I mean, back in the day, it was like Tombstone and Totino's party pizzas. And I still like the plastic cheese on a Totino's. Yeah. but now, if you go, you can get any kind of pizza now.
Right.
Have you tried Connie's Pizza, anyone?
Not familiar,
it's very good.
Well, that was, listeners called in and said that was a good one, right?
No, I discovered it at the Thyme.
Oh, okay.
Fresh Thyme. And I think it's the best frozen pizza. A lot of people like home run pizza.
Yeah.
I don't love that as much.
Well, and I found a good one, you know, because I can't eat gluten anymore because I'm no fun.
There's tons of options now for you, though.
There are. But, you know, you have to kind of search around. There's one, the brand is called Against the Grain because they're all gluten-free crusts. And it's a pesto base and cheese. Cheese and pesto. It's so good. I mean, sometimes I prefer that to, like, going out. But in terms of restaurant gluten-free, Dewey's Pizza. Hands down. Best one.
They make a fine pie.
They do good work, yeah. We'll get back to pizza in a minute, but a couple other things I got to let you guys know going on in the food world. Haagen-Dazs are putting out these boozy ice creams, and everybody's kind of flipping out about it. They were available in Canada for a long time. Finally, they're here. Booze-infused ice cream. Have you guys tried any of these before?
I don't like booze-infused desserts. Not my thing.
What's the one here? Is it Clementine's that does boozy?
Yeah.
No.
I think
Ice is Plain and Fancy does.
Ice is Plain and Fancy, too.
I think Clementine's might as well.
I think they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I enjoy it. I enjoy a boozy ice cream.
Well, now you can get them in stores. Six different flavors. Irish cream brownie, bourbon vanilla bean truffle, stout chocolate pretzel crunch, a bunch of things I can't pronounce, and even a non-dairy option. Black cherry almond toffee.
That's a good question.
Here's the deal. I think the alcohol burns off in the process.
No, I get it.
The alcohol content is only, it's 0.5%. So you'd have to eat a whole lot of ice cream just to get a buzz.
But still.
Okay. Yeah.
But So I can't imagine you get carded. Because I don't know what, like a non-alcoholic beer, I think is about the same as that, right?
Okay.
I
don't know.
I'm making stuff up.
They all sound good except for the stout. Not a fan of the stout.
Food stuffs.
How about this? Oh, it is in Japan. It might make its way over here, but I kind of doubt it. A company over there is selling pre-crushed, quote, drinkable potato chips called one-hand chips.
Oh, because you drink the chips, the leftover chips, like a Pringles can.
Yeah, but it's like a liquid?
No.
It's crushed chips. They're just crushed up, so you don't have to get your hands greasy. Yeah, you can still use your phone, and you can drink them just like Nick eats breadcrumbs.
Yes, exactly the same way.
But I feel like I would eat way more potato chips, right?
Guys, crush them yourselves. Drop the bag.
Good point.
Yeah. Do it every morning.
About that.
Give it a little, Lance gets it. He's over there doing traffic. He's drinking chips.
That's right.
He doesn't need to go to Japan
barbecue
for
legs
that.
This morning.
Yeah, there you
who
go.
Needs it? Oh, by the way, I saw a commercial. This is in regards to foodstuffs. Last night, for a brand that doesn't need help with marketing, they're doing just fine.
Yeah.
But they're rebranding themselves HVR.
Who? HVR.
Hidden Valley Ranch?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Stop it. Just stop it, Hidden Valley Ranch.
They did a really weird tie-in with Million Little Things. One of the characters on Million Little Things is like a director, and he directs commercials and stuff. So there was this whole segment where we watched him pitch this Hidden Valley Ranch commercial. And then when the show ended and went to commercial, it was the commercial that we just saw him pitch.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Is that going to be the new thing?
Yeah. I've never really seen anything like that before.
Is it the kid that's drinking it?
No, it's a woman who's going through airport security, and they're like, sorry, this is too many ounces with her bottle of
yes.
And she drinks it like you would a water or a soda before going through it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was...
HVR.
HVR, yeah. And then they hit the HVR thing.
Kind of like it.
Speaking of ranch, a lot of people put ranch on pizza tomorrow. National Pizza Day. Tyson Chicken, by the way, releasing pizza-flavored chicken nuggets.
Nope, don't need it.
Yeah, you just...
Run into it?
Just dip them.
Right.
Oh, no.
Try them.
I don't like chicken nuggets anyway. We've discussed this the other day. All right. So tell me about pizza places. Any pizza places around here doing anything special?
No. All the ones that they showed me existed somewhere else. So I don't know.
Pie
local
is doing one. Pie Pizzeria. It's like if you buy the first pizza at regular price, you get the second one for $3.14, which is... Pie. The mathematical
is that
thing
what it
for
is?
Pie.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And then what after saying. The four?
Yeah,
I feel like you're one of those people
repeating.
That can do pie down to like seven decimals.
No. I can do.
No.
You can't even do past the four?
Uh-uh.
I want to say 9.2.
Don't know. And they're also, Pie is also offering, I think maybe this weekend too, but for Valentine's Day, they're doing the heart-shaped pizza and there's this thin crust. And I think the same applies on Valentine's Day, where you can buy one at regular price and get the second one for 3.14.
Jets Pizza, which I think is delicious and completely underrated. They're doing heart-shaped pizzas as well. Get on board for that. You guys want to hear some pizza facts or what?
Yes.
Sure, but before that, Tim, by the way, pie, 3.14159.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was way off. my radius would have been all screwed up.
Whatever you do with that. 98% of Americans like pizza. I know we all love pizza, but that seems high. There aren't enough Hildebrands out there saying, I'm not into pizza.
I mean, do you know anybody that says, pizza, I hate that stuff? You do?
I do.
Who?
I just know a couple people here
name
and there
them.
Who won't
name
eat
them.
It.
Name them.
Samantha!
You think you know somebody. Call or text in if you don't like pizza.
I don't think I could be in a relationship with somebody that didn't like pizza. Seriously, yeah, I'm thinking back on a lot of food that a lot of times we get pizza, and it's often.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
It would be a tough combo.
Mine is more kids that I know who don't want it, and my kids have pulled this, we don't like tomato sauce.
What?
So we have to. So that's where we started with the pesto pizza. And my son gets pizza with just olive oil and cheese and meatballs
on
top.
Have you taken them to a doctor?
We don't like pizza. That's insane. Almost one in three
people. No, they like pizza. They just don't like the sauce. Well,
do they like spaghetti?
Yeah, not with sauce.
Oh.
It's time and you're Italian.
Those kids need to hit the road.
My mother's very upset by it.
Yeah, I hope Nick Sansone isn't listening.
I know.
Never look at your kids the same. Almost one in three people eat pizza at least once a week. 33 million Americans would pick pizza as their last meal on Earth. And 26 million would give up intimacy for unlimited pizza.
Wow.
How many? 26
pizza
million?
Unlimited anyway?
Yeah, right. No one's stopping you from eating as much pizza as you want.
My pizza budget's really breaking the bank. I gotta give that up. That's crazy. Most popular pizza toppings are obvious. Least popular ones? Guesses?
Pepperoni.
Anchovies.
Least popular.
Least. I'm sorry. Pineapple.
Anchovies is number one. Pineapple's number three.
Mushrooms?
Nope.
I love mushrooms.
Green peppers.
Eggplant is number two. Green peppers are delicious.
They are the worst.
Artichokes are last. No, I'm a big fan.
Ryan doesn't like the green peppers either.
It ruins everything.
Well, and what's eggplant green peppers. Doing on there?
Green peppers, I agree.
Who orders eggplant on a pizza?
I have.
Yeah, I think Nick has too.
Yeah, and he's Italian. He gets it. That's foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
Okay, it's time to play Schmig Schmackdown, and it is a big prize this week. Cardinals t-shirt pack.
Ooh.
Six games, one every single month. I know. So if you think you can beat Tim.
Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
We play every Friday around this time, testing your pop culture knowledge and scoring you some sweet prizes if you win this week. Cardinals six-game t-shirt pack.
Mm.
Single game tickets go on sale this morning.
at 10 a.m. So here's how you win those. We give you 60 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. If you get stuck on one, don't be afraid to pass and pass quickly. But the person you play against on the morning show only gets 30 seconds. So that gives you a little bit of an advantage. And then at the end, if our contestant does not have as many, does not tie or beat the person on the morning show, we give those tickets up to caller 10.
Let's meet our contestant today out of St. Peter's. Welcome, Layla.
Layla!
I get it, guys. I like the song.
Layla was very excited. She's tried and tried and tried to get through to play Schmick Schmackdown. Never has. And today is her day.
Today's the day.
Layla, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a mom and wife of two boys, and I stay at home part-time, and I'm a nurse part-time.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Well, thank you for all you do.
Right.
Yeah,
as a nurse.
I asked Layla off the air what show she recently binged or watched, and she just watched You on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's good, right, Layla?
It is. Creepy.
Now, are you like Kevin's wife? She thinks that Penn Badgley, Joe, is... she likes him a lot on the show. She, like, wishes she could date him.
Oh, no. He gave me anxiety. No way.
All right. So, Layla, we're going to test your pop culture knowledge. We're going to send one of the show members out of the studio. Who did you pick to play against today?
I picked Kevin.
Kevin!
Woo! Good luck, Layla.
Thank you.
All right. Kevin is leaving the studio.
And we'll start the clock as soon as Kevin gets out of here.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Tim reads you the first question. Don't forget, you can pass any time if you don't know the question. You can answer, cut Tim off, and answer the question before he's finished. It's all up to you. Just got to move it fast. All right, Layla?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Good luck. What brand did Game of Thrones team up with for one of the most popular Super Bowl commercials this year?
Oh, I saw it. I forgot, pass.
Kate Beckinsale says she likes the attention she gets from dating this younger man.
Oh my God, Pat, I don't know.
This grocery store is now offering 80s-themed cheeses, including Pour Some Gouda on Me and Girls Just Want to Have Fontina.
I don't know anything. Pat.
This Hunger Games actress got engaged this week to some dude named Cook Maroney.
Jennifer Lawrence.
This beloved ultra-famous St. Louisan welcomed his first child, a son, this week.
John Hamm? Is that a guy? I don't know.
Which guy on Courtney and Company won the title of most attractive smelling?
You.
This hit ABC show starring Ed O'Neill was renewed for an 11th and final season this week.
Pass.
This band headlined the Super Bowl halftime show.
Adam Levine and Maroon 5.
The St. Louis Blues have declared this Laura Branigan 80s classic as their new locker room anthem.
Shit, I don't know.
Okay, that's
all right.
Not,
I did so well.
Make sure you, you did. Make sure you hide the answers from Kevin as he comes in.
All right, Kevin, are you ready?
No, but I will do my
You'll
best.
You'll be fine.
All right.
All right, so.
You guys are all excited and jumping around, so it's going to be tough, huh?
Here we go. Let's, we'll start the clock after. Why don't you just start the clock now?
Yeah. What brand did Game of Thrones team up with for one of the most popular Super Bowl commercials?
Brand. Bud Light.
Kate Beckinsale says she likes the attention she gets from dating this younger man.
Oh, God. I should know that pass.
The grocery store is now offering 80s-themed cheeses, including Pour Some Gouda on Me.
Aldi. Yes.
This Hunger Games actress just got engaged this week to some dude named Cook Maroney.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep. This beloved ultra-famous St. Louisan welcomed his first child, a son, this week.
Andy Cohen.
Uh-huh. Which guy on Courtney and Company smells the most attractive?
Lance Hildebrand.
That's right. Okay, so... Kevin got all of those right except for Pete Davidson.
Oh, that's right.
Dating Kate Beckinsale. And Layla. Layla got two.
Two.
Oh,
I know. It was tough. Sometimes you just don't have it, Layla. It's okay.
My day.
Yeah, two out of eight. Bud Light, Pete Davidson, Aldi with the cheeses, Jennifer Lawrence. Andy Cohen is the St. Louisan who just had a baby. Tim was not the best smelling. It was Lance. Sorry to rub it in again. And Modern Family, the show renewed for an 11th season.
Thank you for playing, Layla. You know you can play again anytime, but all of St. Louis is happy you lost because now that means those tickets for the Cardinals are up for grabs.
Yeah. Awesome.
Layla, you have a great weekend.
You.
Bye, Layla.
All right. Okay. Caller number 10 right now. You win that 6-game pack.
for the world we're gonna make.
Y98 with Pink and A Million Dreams. My husband asked me if that song was from Moana, and I said no. You fail as a dad of a six-year-old girl. It's from the Greatest Showman Reimagined soundtrack with all of these artists doing songs from the soundtrack. It's pretty good. Panic at the Disco does a song. Pink does a song, so you can check that out.
All right. We have been asking from you to send us the people in your life that have made an impact when it comes to patient care providers. It's called the Courtney and Company Honor Roll, and it's presented by Healthcare Family Credit Union. So if you have, if you know a doctor, a nurse, physical therapist, medical technician, or any other patient care provider, we want to hear about these amazing professionals right here in our community. And you have until March 24th to send that to y98.com, 98 words or less. Tell us about them and how they've impacted your life. And then the top 20, we're going to recognize on the air, and then they're going to be invited to a special Courtney and Company Honor Roll lunch at Llewellyn's in Webster Groves in May. So get those entries in. You have until March 24th, but you can get all the details at Y98.com.
Foodstuffs.
Additional stuff. We got a lot of texts about the foodstuffs today. We asked about the ice cream. And that
the boozy ice cream. It can get you drunk, or whether you have to show an ID to buy it or not.
Right.
Because it's Haagen-Dazs. They're carrying it in grocery stores now.
You do not get carded for the ice cream.
Okay.
So there's one. And then tomorrow is National Pizza Day, and we got a lot of texts about pizzas. Ferrato's in Rock Hill, they have an amazing gluten-free pizza crust.
Mmm. Right down the street from me.
Yeah, for your frozen pizza, use Penzi's Frozen Pizza Seasoning.
Oh, yeah, places
in Penzi's Maplewood. Spices. Yeah.
It's a game changer.
What's it called? Penzi's what
Penzi's
seasoning?
Penzi's Frozen Pizza Seasoning.
Oh, they have a frozen pizza seasoning.
Yeah. Huh. Where do you put it up? Just on the top?
Yeah, on top of the cheese, right?
Before you bake it?
I guess. I don't know. They just say it's
hopefully
a game
there's
changer.
There's instructions for non-cooks right. like us.
Right.
it's going to kill you if you put it on after you after you bake it.
Somebody suggested for Jen that her kids would love mac and cheese pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it before. When I was pregnant, I had it at CeCe's Pizza, and it tasted amazing.
We posed the question, who out there doesn't like pizza, and got a text. I don't like pizza.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Really? So. Did they give an explanation?
No, they just said they don't like it.
And when did you say the percentage was? It's like 96% of people. 98. So that makes sense.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, we do have, you know, at least 100 people listening, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
And finally, please remind Tim that the Big Bang Theory is freaking hilarious.
Mm. Oh, wow. Someone's upset that you said it.
I know.
A terrible show.
I knew when I said it yesterday,
Tim,
that people were going to be upset.
I'm with you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Guys, I mean, everyone, as long as you're happy, it's okay. I don't wish them any ill will or anything like that, but...
okay, we have all... That's why there's so many choices out there.
Yeah.
We don't all like the same thing.
That's right.
That one's very popular, though, and I don't get it either.
Yeah. There's just better stuff out there, but it's the most popular.
It's the most popular.
Yeah.
Maybe we're missing something.
I don't know.
Like the sodas on the cart. We were the only ones that didn't do that, where we hung the six packs of drinks over the cart.
Yeah. But once we saw it, I was like, all right, I might do that. Big Bang Theory, I've seen, and I'm not doing that.
He just keeps on digging.
Listen, we need to give some more Galentine's tickets away. Let's do it right now. Caller 18. Jen and I are celebrating Galentine's Day next Wednesday at the B&B Wildwood. You're going to see Isn't It Romantic. You're going to get free popcorn and free soda. And it's all brought to you by Bubbly Sparkling Water. We need caller 18 right now if you can join us next Wednesday.
Y98 and Courtney and Company congratulating Courtney Brunzik of Collinsville. It's going to be Court and Court and Jen at Galentine's Day night out. It's next week at the B&B Wildwood 10, and one more chance to get qualified for you, or to win for you and three of your friends to see Isn't It Romantic
with us. And it's brought to you by Bubbly Sparkling Water and B&B Wildwood 10 Theaters.
All right. And speaking of not Galentine's Day, but Valentine's Day, there's a bunch of stuff in the news about Valentine's Day. You guys have seen the different zoos that are, you can buy a roach and name it after your ex.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I also saw one zoo that's taking submissions to name a brown snake after your ex.
Smart.
And it's going to cost you money. It goes to the Conservation Society.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's in Australia.
Yeah, because it's like the deadliest snake.
Yeah, I don't know much about snakes.
And like, I've seen, that, revenge or not, that snake looks like an April. So.
Wow. I'm going to tell April across the hall that you said that. Yeah, in the St. Louis Zoo, we posted it earlier this week. You can adopt an African lion, and then in doing that, you get a stuffed animal lion.
This is all mean stuff, though.
No, I was trying to bring it back to nice stuff.
So the snake thing, they're going to, you submit your entry, but you give a story of why the snake should be named your ex's name.
Ooh, and then they pick the best one.
Yes, I know. And it raises money for the zoo and for conservation. and Hooters is doing that thing again. By the way, if you ever get carded at Hooters and you feel good about yourself, don't.
They card everybody?
They card everyone.
Oh.
I found that out.
Oh.
I know. I think more places would have more people coming back if they carded more often.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
For carded older people like myself. It made me feel really good.
Well, and at the grocery store, they say, like, don't we card anybody on... It's anybody under like 45 or something. It's crazy. And one time I pulled my card out because clearly under that age, and they're like, no, don't need to see that. I'm like, you're hurtful. That hurt me a little bit
right?
in my heart.
Yes.
Look at your sign.
I know.
I know I'm not 21. You know I'm not under 21. I know I'm not under 21.
But make
just
me
look
feel
at
a
my
better.
ID. It's already out.
Summer's worse for me when they can see my knees.
You have old knees?
Well, I don't. They bother me a little bit.
We card everybody. Did you see your knees? Yeah. We don't need to.
It's
do
just
that.
Something you don't think about when you're like you worry about your face.
How well, knees are at least 22.
Yeah, right?
And your neck, too. Somebody with a really young face and an old neck.
Yes. Oh, these things you need to... You didn't think about when you had it all going on.
Uh-huh.
And you were all taut. Now you're not. Okay, so anyway, Hooters is doing that thing where they're going to give single people free wings on Valentine's Day if they bring a picture of their ex in and rip it up.
Oh, yeah.
You should just hand out Tim Convey pictures.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It'd just be funny. Maybe video.
My friend Jen loves Hooters buffalo chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. They have a great buffalo chicken salad, too.
She goes by herself.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I know.
It's a family kind of place.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. This is home.
Oh, you also only get 10 free wings, though. It's a limit.
At Hooters?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You have to cut it off somewhere.
Shred your ex at Hooters and don't feel good when you get carded.
24, the high today. Wind chill readings in the teens. Overnight tonight down to 10. 34 tomorrow, 36 Sunday, but we could see some snow in the forecast on Sunday. Lance Hildebrand right now with traffic, and then in about 10 or 15 minutes, we're doing Looking for Love in the Loo as he cruises all of the dating apps to see what guys are out there in St. Louis.
Makes it sound like Lance is crazy.
I know. That might need a rewrite.
Right. No, that's okay. I'm perfectly fine with what I said.
That's one of us.
You're single, you want to mingle, want to stay warm on these cold winter nights in St. Louis.
We have some guys that may heat you up.
It's interesting that here at the top of the stack, I have Corey, who's 26, and says something along those lines in just a second. He starts with, trying to adult while trying to become Midwestern. Transplant from the Carolinas. I will cook your panties off.
Yikes.
I don't like that he used that word.
Yeah.
But I like that he's... I love that. I like that he's from the Carolinas.
Why?
You're sort of curious, aren't you?
Well, I love the Carolinas. Carolinas on my mind. Mm-hmm. Low country living.
You a bigger North or South fan?
South. Mm. South, definitely.
Okay.
I don't know. The panties thing.
Yeah, right.
Bugs me a little.
Sometimes you have to know when to stop talking.
Yeah.
No, seriously, you do.
But hey, one date wouldn't hurt. Let's swipe right.
Yeah, what does he do for a living again, does he say?
He's an engineer.
Oh. Yeah, I'm...
Maybe he's a cooking engineer.
What's his name again?
A train
Corey.
Engineer.
Corey.
Corey, okay. Train engineer. I feel like I'm too old to date a Corey. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not dating any of these guys, so why do I care?
What about Josh? Josh is 27, and like Kevin, a product... Kevin and I, a product of SIU Edwardsville.
Hmm.
Josh reiterates...
Thanks for including me, Lance.
I started with you. Josh reiterates that he's 27. Avid sports fan. He thinks Channing Tatum is a great actor, and he's not proud of that.
That's funny.
It's funny, but he's not a great actor.
He's not. I laughed.
That's a very... If that's all really? You can offer in your dating
there's
profile...
There's nothing there. There's nothing to...
That was the funniest line he could come up with, was Channing Tatum.
Right.
I'm out.
We need substance.
Okay.
Left, right. I got. Well, I don't know. I like a Josh. Yeah.
And I like Channing Tatum. He was delightful when we talked to him. Remember?
He was really such a nice guy. Let's swipe right.
I forgot about that. We called somebody in our office that loved him, and she didn't
surprised
know.
Her.
And she, it's the
she
moment.
Still talks about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she does.
It was like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
All right. What about Dustin? Dustin is 30, and he's a customer onboarder.
What does that mean?
Transponster?
What is that?
Isn't onboarding hiring?
I think.
Wouldn't that be HR?
A customer onboarder?
Okay.
I
don't know what that
is. Wait, is there more?
Oh, yeah, there's more.
Okay.
That's just what his job is. Oh. That's all. Dustin says, I'm not saying I'm Batman. I'm just saying no one has ever seen us in the same room together. Huge dog lover. Slowly working on learning the piano. Definitely a bit of a nerd.
That Batman thing's pretty hack.
I like that he's learning the piano and has a dog.
I'm not into him.
I feel like I'm really easy today, right?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
By giving up on life? I don't know.
Kevin's more into him than anyone on the show.
I would think so. Yeah.
That Batman thing's worth a shot, am I right?
Exactly. I've never seen them both together.
By the way, are you more interested in learning about customer onboarding?
Yes.
It's an umbrella term that's often used to describe the entire process that users go through when they start the journey as a customer of your product or service.
I mean customer service rep?
I don't know. I'm bored already.
All right. Yeah,
what
I'm
about
on board?
What about
you just on board the crap out of me.
Off board with the onboarding. What about Patrick is 25 and a graduate of the University of Alabama. Roll Tide. Patrick says, hey girl, if you like Bad Boys, I sincerely apologize for wasting your time. I like bad jokes and good food. PhD student, I'm a big fan of podcasts, cooking, plays, exploring new places, and learning all I can.
There's a lot there.
He's into plays.
That's just seems funny.
No, nothing at all. It just seems like an odd thing to list in a dating profile.
Theater, maybe. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I guess that's my issue with it. Just into plays.
He's a simile.
I think he's got a lot there for the right. For the right person.
This is the best we've had so far.
But it's not you.
Not me.
No.
All right. Well, let's try Joe here to finish up. Joe is 27. He's an artsy scientist, says Joe. He lives by the big Amoco sign, so we kind of know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the art museum, go on a photo adventure, bike around town, make some music, or just get coffee and muse about our ex's existential crises and the absurdity of the modern human condition.
Oh, my God. Courtney's eyes just rolled into the back of her head.
He had me at Amoco sign.
Yeah, exactly.
Ruined it.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. The right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
Wow. Rehearsal is overrated.
starting to
Great. Fitness is like about that thing you guys.
Yeah. Right after. Thanks for the help, but we're good.
Matthew Perry tweeted yesterday, got kicked out of therapy today, and people started freaking. I mean, he put it on Twitter, but that's some vague booking right there. You know, that's like your friend who's like,
I can't take it anymore.
Just so exhausted after spending 10 hours in the ER with my little one. It's like, what? What happened? Mm-hmm. Tell us. You just want everybody to freak out and post on your Facebook page. Yeah.
2 weeks in prison isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, right.
That sounded eerily comfortable and on top of the mind.
Never. Not Tim Convy.
No, come on. Unless the speeding tickets continue to add up.
That would be the only way.
So this goes back to he had a perforation in his intestines back in August, and he was in bed for 3 months. He was hospitalized. His condition was really serious. So we don't know what the whole therapy thing is about, but we know Matthew Perry's past, so we're wishing him the best.
You know, it's weird to watch old Friends episodes when he had that time when he was so skinny.
Yes.
When you were watching it, you forgot about it.
Mm-hmm. It was more gradual, but he fluctuated a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Danielle Rigoli.
Mm-hmm. It's the end of our society.
How about that?
That was her catchphrase, for which she became famous on Dr. Phil.
For being a terrible
human being.
Terrible daughter, mouthy.
Now she's a rapper.
And she is a millionaire.
Bad Baby. Baby spelled B-H-A-B-I-E. And her new Snapchat show, Bringing Up Baby. Over 10 million viewers on its first day.
That's it.
It's the end of days.
I mean,
that's it.
When you've got talent.
How many people out there that have this crazy amount of talent that are never going to get discovered?
Right.
Like Kevin.
How about that?
25 city tour, certified gold single.
Yep, she's successful.
She has Billboard ads up. She has a beauty and makeup endorsement deal. And her reps say she should earn $10 million this
what
year.
What does Dr. Phil think about this, I wonder? Wouldn't you love to ask
him? Curious.
Does he have who's
a
her manager? Yeah, is he her manager? Is someone in the Dr. Phil regime?
Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow. That would be smart.
What's funny, I don't watch Dr. Phil, but I'll see promos for it, and it looks like they're trying to recreate her. They'll have other, problem child, you know.
Or people are trying to be the next her.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, let's switch to some good news this week. Ellen DeGeneres. You know she loves to give out money, but she gave out her biggest gift ever.
I saw it yesterday, and I was curious about it because this family.
They had been on before. Uh-huh. So they were on last November, Christy Daniels and Robert Daniels. They have 4 sons. They won a bunch of stuff in her 12 days of giveaways. Gift cards, widescreen TV, 2 plane tickets. And they won because they give back to their community, despite the fact that they have their own problems. They live in a 2-bedroom apartment. They're really struggling to make ends meet, but they're all about helping other people.
And they're so happy. The kids are happy. They just seem like a sweet, sweet family.
Yeah. Just shows you money doesn't solve your problems.
It can help.
So this is Ellen brought them back out. And she said, no matter what you're struggling with, no matter how you're living paycheck to paycheck, you still want to pay it forward and help others. So then she said, here we go. This is the biggest thing we've ever done. Do you like Cheerios? And the makers of Cheerios.
What if they said no?
I'm sure they had been prepped beforehand. Somebody came out with a big check from Cheerios for $500,000. But that was not all.
A lot of O's.
You know, Ellen said, that's going to take care of your debt, college for your kids. You can buy a house now. Then Cheerios gave the family another $500,000 to pay it forward to people in need.
Wow. Oh, wow.
$1 million for this family. Biggest Ellen gift ever.
Pretty awesome.
And you know, we've talked about it. We think she's sick of the fact that, like, you give one person $1 million and 10 million people come out of the woodwork looking for $1 million.
Oh, man.
You know, you do good and then other people
It's going to be cool to see what they do with this money because you know they're going to follow them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And find people that need money. It'll be interesting.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin on the cover of Vogue talking about their relationship and how they did not seal the deal until their marriage. And that might be one of the reasons that they got married so soon. Justin said he was promiscuous and way too into Xanax before he ran into Haley.
Now, that would be a good love in the loo.
Right. And movies in theaters this weekend, you have What Men Want, starring Taraji P. Henson, the remake of Mel Gibson's What Women Want, and The Lego Movie 2, the second part.
You guys seeing that this weekend with
your
kids?
Yeah, actually, it's Jackson's basketball team is going to go as a team tonight. So, that'll be fun.
Do you get to go?
I think so.
Okay.
I hope.
Are you on the team?
I'm not on the team, but doggone it, I bring him to the practice from the games.
And we'll see how Liam Neeson's Cold Pursuit does this weekend.
I don't think it was going to do well anyway.
Who's the co-star of that? You know, they're like, thanks.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
His actual son is in the film, and Emmy Rossum.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Halsey hosts and is a musical guest for SNL, and Alicia Keys hosts the Grammys on Sunday. That is Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including the cast of My Best Friend's Wedding 22 years later on the cover of Entertainment Weekly, and Jennifer Garner giving a plastic penguin a shower. You have to see it. I didn't think it would be that exciting, but it was. That's online at Y98.com. And celebrity birthdays coming up in about 10 minutes. We will talk about, man, a woman who really is held up as an example of the perfect Hollywood relationship. That's coming before 9. Lance of the Brand now with traffic.
I can't wait for it. Happy birthday to the Stan Musial Bridge. 5 years old today.
It's been nice.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it.
I can't believe it's 5.
I can't either.
That's like time is really flying. But if you're driving across the Musial Bridge at any point today, happy
birthday. He is at the Funny Bone. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow.
Do I clap right now, too?
You can clap.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody claps. You know him from The Daily Show. He's very, very funny. He's going to be sticking around with us for a little bit. Yep. And it all starts now with celebrity birthdays.
Okay. We'll let you have the honors of going first on the guesses if you'd like.
Okay, that'd be...
Okay.
Wow, what a...
We're nice.
Extending the hand of generosity.
We're givers.
Okay, so I teased this one. In Hollywood, they're kind of an anomaly. Married for 21 years.
Tom Hanks and
Rita Wilson.
Rita.
You would think. Ted Danson and celebrating her birthday.
Mary Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen. Yeah. How old is Mary Steenburgen?
What's that one movie that's so good? Dead of Winter?
No idea.
No, that's just what we're in. So what are we guessing here?
How old she is.
Ted Danson's wife, which I'm sure she loves to be referred to as, I will say 61 years old.
Okay.
I'm going to say 64.
I like both those guesses.
Yeah,
I'll go a little higher just to play that. I'm going to say 65.
Psh, this guy.
I'll go low, 60.
66.
We all said 60s. That's interesting.
She's 66. Lance was right.
Wow.
See, being last pays off. That's why you thought it was really generous that they had you go first. They just want to sniff around your guess.
I knew she was 66, but I was just trying to compliment her.
Right.
Didn't want to offend Mary Steenburgen, who listens to the show often.
She's the mom and Elf, right?
Yeah, she is the mom and Elf. Right.
Oh, I'd say she's 66.
She's on SNL, maybe most famous for Girl at a Party, Kathy Ann, and Melania Trump. How old is Cecily Strong?
SNL, Cecily Strong. She's been on that for a while. Mm-hmm. I'd say you probably get on SNL when you're 27 or 8. I'm going to say she's 33. They're older than you think, usually.
Yeah. I'm going to say 39.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say 35.
35, you got
I hate this game and this station. Don't come to my comedy shows. If you bought tickets, ask for a refund.
Okay, if you're a fan of The Crew, you're celebrating Vince Neil's birthday today.
He's not aged well.
I have known none of the celebrities.
Are you serious?
You don't know who Vince Neil is?
I know Cecily Strong. I do know who Vince Neil is.
It's his birthday today.
Yeah.
How old is Vince Neil? I'm going to say he's 59.
I think that's a good guess.
48.
I don't know.
48. Celebrity guest says 40. Celebrities know about other celebrities. if this game has proven anything.
61.
Ooh.
Ooh. 58.
58, Kevin, you got it.
How about my guess was pretty good, though.
It was a good
59.
Guess.
59. It was fine. Come on. Better than yours.
Gosh.
Another one?
There are so many.
This is a weird time to be born. if you think back to when the parents were conceiving, I don't know, I mean, February.
Super Bowl.
April or May?
Nope. No, that's just what happened. They weren't conceiving last weekend.
Sorry, bad
man. I mean, I don't know how it works in your family, but you don't have sex and then a baby comes out 5 days later.
You've heard of speed dating, right?
Speed dating.
Okay. There are so many good ones, but I'm going to do this one for Kevin because he's such a nerd about it, and he might actually know the birthday, so he's going first.
Sam Jones, Flash Gordon.
No.
He was so confident.
Love how you just threw out nerdy names. No. He composed the music for Star Wars, Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, E.T.
He's old.
John Williams. 80? Seven.
Oh my God, he got it.
Wow.
You are a dork.
Kevin's the big winner. We'll be back in just a little bit with Michael Costa. He's at the Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow night. We'll be back with him in just a bit.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis, driven by the Bomarito Automotive Group.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and we are joined in studio by comedian Michael Costa.
Let's go!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Michael Costa is at the Funny Bone this weekend. You got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Tickets still available, stlouisfunnybone.com. Go see him. And you know him from The Daily Show, and in case we didn't know that, he's wearing a hat.
Yep.
That says that Daily Show on.
And I'm holding a sign that says michaelcosta.com on it.
That's right. All his other credits down the leg of his pants.
How long you been with The Daily Show?
I've been with The Daily Show a year and a half, and it's great. I just had a piece aired this week. You want to talk about politics? This piece, this piece wasn't.
Oh, no.
And it was fun to do something totally not that, because obviously the show is very political. But I embedded with a professional esports team.
Mm.
Do you even know what this is?
Because
I didn't. Yeah.
Video games.
It's guys who play video games, and it's girls as well, but this team was men. And they make like $1 million per athlete going around the world playing virtual shooting games. This game was called Counter-Strike. And it has almost as many viewerships as the Super Bowl. It's coming.
Wow.
If you don't know about it yet, it's coming. So this week I embedded myself with a professional esports team called Team Liquid. And I know it's crazy. You laugh, and it is like they're professional athletes. And the piece aired this week. It was really fun. It was very non-political. It was fun to do something much different. It's on my Instagram. It's on the Daily Show page. But they end up selling out the Barclays Center in New York City for the finals. 22,000 people show up to watch people play video games.
It blows my mind.
Man, I could have made some money back in the Ms. Pac-Man games.
Yeah. Seriously.
Well, my mom always said, stop playing video games. Like, there's no future in this. There's a future in this.
Oh, yeah.
Kids, oh, my gosh.
Keep playing video games.
My kids, we have a constant argument where I'm like, stop watching YouTube videos of people playing video games or of kids playing with toys.
You're like, play it yourself.
Right.
Yeah. stop watching videos of girls playing with Barbies and play with your Barbies.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Did you walk away from that experience just as puzzled as you were going into it, or you're like, okay, I get why this is so popular?
Well, I play. Good question. I played professional tennis, and I'm very proud of that. And I tell everybody I ever meet, even if it's at the grocery store or at the vet, hey, don't forget I play professional tennis. I have a very traditional mindset when it comes to sport. To me, sport is outside or running around, sweating. There's a ball. There's usually a net involved.
Does bowling count in your?
Absolutely does not count. If they serve beer at the competitive event, no. So I went into this piece making fun of it, making fun of these kids, making fun of this quote-unquote sport, and that was the journey I went on. And at the end of it, I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Why wouldn't you do this if you can?
Right. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. So the purpose of Counter-Strike is one team tries to kill the other team before they detonate this bomb, okay? It's like every video game. So I'm like, why is this cool to watch? So when you enter the Barclays Center, they give you a wristband that is like it's got lights all over it. It's like a glowing wristband. When Team A sets the bomb in the game, everyone's wristband in the arena starts pulsing this green light. So now you have 22,000 people, and this light is pulsing. And as the time clock ticks down the clock, it's getting brighter and brighter. And then it's like you're embedded in the sport. It'd be like if you could just like be the hockey puck in a game. It was insane. Are they dorks? Yeah, they're dorks. They're playing video games, but they're rich, and it's really fun. It was really fun to see, and it's all on this week's Daily Show and my Instagram.
Nice little break for you too. And you look at the Daily Show and who's come out of the Daily Show.
Yeah,
I mean, some huge names. How do you audition for that role? Like, because you're a stand-up and they have a lot of comedians.
Yeah, they just read three or four of my tweets and offered me the job. That is completely not how it works. People are always like, I got the job off Twitter. What? You did? Because that isn't how it worked for me. You audition, and I sent in a tape. I sent in a tape of something that needed to be in the Daily Show form, they said. So I sent in a comedic take on gun control. You know how funny that is. and it seemed to resonate with them.
Awesome.
So it seemed to resonate with them. And so then they brought me back out to New York, and I auditioned in front of them. You had to write a different piece, and I wrote a piece about how crazy liberals are just as crazy conservatives, which I thought was a little risky because I know the show skews left, and they seem to like it. And then here I am, got hired. So
nice.
I just tried to write stuff that I thought I was passionate about. Mm-hmm. And but it's a hard process to audition. I've been doing comedy 15 years, and I got an audition 14 years ago, so it took a long time.
Wow.
But it's a great, great job, and the correspondents that have come through there, it's flattering and it's inspiring that you even get to be mentioned kind of in the building with those people. So
oh, yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
And I feel like The Daily Show hasn't skipped a beat. Like, I have to be honest, when Jon Stewart left, I was like, really, Trevor Noah? I was kind of unsure.
Sure.
And even at the beginning, I was like, oh, I don't know about this. But he's like lovable in his own way, and definitely has a different angle that I think maybe works
for
more
now
in this time where he steps back and says, okay, everybody. Yeah, he's kind of like the mediator.
Sure.
Like, let's all take a deep breath, as opposed to John was maybe a little bit more fired up sometimes.
Yeah, and Trevor's like, let me tell you how this looks from someone from my perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, your crunchy's insane. You know? But look, it's going to be impossible to follow John Stewart, period. And I give Trevor so much credit for coming in with a smile on his face. And let's be honest, there was a lot of the audience that goes, is going to be mad at him no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
He's not John Stewart. He's done a great job. He's great to work for. He's funny in real life, not also on the show. Sometimes you see people are funny on the show and you wonder, like, is this just the writers? He's just a funny guy. Like, he makes you laugh. So
his behind-the-scenes stuff is really fun to watch, too.
It's a great place to work, and I also get to go do stand-up on the weekends,
which is
fun.
Let's talk about your stand-up, because you're here in town at Westport Funny Bone all weekend long. And what was that thing I gave you today, a great first date? Is one top five
stand-up comedy?
A comedy club.
For sure it
is. Because you're not forced to interact the whole time. It's a good opportunity to see if your sense of humor match up. That's true, because I've been on dates
to comedy
clubs, and if they're laughing at things I'm not laughing at, or vice versa, you kind of know maybe the chemistry isn't there.
Like, you, as a guy, from my perspective, there are certain things you 100% can't bring up on a first date, but you want to know what she thinks about it.
Right.
Well, I'll talk about that. And you just pay attention and see how she reacts. So it's like this wonderful, you know, a movie, it can be like complicated or someone doesn't like it or it's hard to track the story sometimes. Stand-up comedy, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to do it on a date. You can go get a drink after and talk about it, or you can just go, you know what, you didn't laugh at that joke, so peace out. We're not meant for
you. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the number one thing on that list?
Karaoke.
Get out of here.
I know.
Get out.
Karaoke museum and then comedy. I think comedy would be number one. Right. You should go see Michael Costa. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. StLouisFunnyBone.com. Yeah, go see Michael Costa.
Numerous people have come to my comedy show on first dates. This is not a joke. And have ended up a couple and married because they email me. And they come back to my show all the time.
Really?
I say all the time. It's not like my jokes are like, you know, create love. But
that's a cool thing to hear.
I have at least five couples are now married that have met at my comedy show, and they always will come back and always remind me of that, and it's nice. It's fun. So,
that's amazing. After 15 years, that's
I know
quite
a record. I've also broken up a lot of couples. But I've gotten married.
Those emails, too. Not good.
Live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios, mornings are brought to you by Slew Care on Y98.
Y98 and Healthcare Family Credit Union want to recognize the outstanding patient care providers in the St. Louis area. Whether it's a doctor, nurse, physical therapist, medical technician, or any other provider, we know.
Our final winner for the Galentine's Day night out at the movies with Jen and I, Lou Wilson.
Yay!
Of Washington Mo. We want to thank the B&B Wildwood and Bubbly Sparkling Water. We can't wait to meet all the ladies next Wednesday at the B&B Wildwood. They win along with three guests. We've been giving away all week long to watch Isn't It Romantic with Rebel Wilson. They get a free popcorn and soda. B&B Wildwood, by the way, has the marquee bar. So I'm sure they're going to be bellied. Some of them are going to be bellied up to the bar a little bit. They also have the recliners.
Game changer.
And they have Backstage Pass loyalty program, great benefits, and a great place to see a movie. So thank you so much to everyone that listened and won this week. We'll see you next Wednesday for Galentine's Day.
And we talked about it earlier in the show, but I am wearing the cowboy boots that I purchased. I'm doing an event Saturday night. It's a benefit for the 5 Acres Animal Shelter, and it's country themed, so I thought I should wear some cowboy
boots. Let's embrace the country.
Exactly.
The cowboy.
So searched a little bit, found a place called Hampton Shoe, which was great. I went in there, and we told this earlier, but the lady, one of the owners, I'll tell you what she said. And listen, she does not have a southern accent, but because she sold me cowboy boots for the purpose of this story, she will. I said, hey, I'm with the radio station. We're going to be shooting some video if that's all right. She's like, oh, what radio station? And I said, Y98. She's like, I know Courtney. And she was friends with Courtney.
Yes. Lincoln. She thought we went to college together. I didn't go to Carbondale. I was just there a lot.
Yeah, but she grew up in Belleville, absolutely does not have a southern accent, but she did sell me cowboy boots. So what an adventure that was. There was a whole bunch that I tried on, ended up with the ones I have. There's a picture at Courtney & Co. Y98 on Instagram. There's also a video, Y98.com, where you can see me trying on the different ones. And they're like, which ones do you like better? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know anything about cowboy boots. These all look very foreign on my feet.
You look like you're having a hard time walking.
Yeah,
in them.
It's not easy to
look
walk
like a baby that's just learning to walk.
And Michael Costa was just here and told me he was trying to like wear them, thought it'd be cute too, and he sprained his ankle.
Oh yeah.
And I'm going to do this whole event in these cowboy boots. And here's the other issue. So I went and I tried them on, and I was wearing my Lululemon pants that everybody loves, and they don't fit around the boots. So
no, they don't go together.
I had to tuck them in, which I'm told is not something you do.
Girls do.
Real cowboys don't. And I'm trying to be a real cowboy. And, oh, man, I forgot about this. Anyway, so then I get home, and I'm trying to find pants to wear with them. Well, all of my pants are pretty tight-fitting. You know what I mean? So what's going to go around the jeans? And I just Marie Kondo'd all my old pants, so those aren't around.
Oh, yeah, so all the boot-cut jeans are gone.
Yes, so I found this pair.
So many issues you're having.
Yeah, right.
And what's funny is I'm in there being like, I only wear tight jeans. I don't know how I'm going to fit them around.
Oh,
and I'm like, these kind of hurt my feet. Is there a pad I can put in?
Judge.
And then this place sells all kinds of shoes, and this, like, you know, construction worker guy comes in, and he goes, hey, because they do, they fix shoes there at Hampton Shoe as well. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I ripped a hole in the bottom of these boots. I'm hoping you guys can fix them. And they're like, oh, my God, those things are indestructible. how did you do that? And he's like, oh, I remember a few weeks ago when it was like 4 degrees outside. I was up on a roof and it was a real angled roof. So I bent my foot all together and, you know, it was icy. And I think I ripped a hole in it. And I'm like, this guy comes in right after the whole store has to listen to me be like, how am I going to find pants that I don't have to tuck into this? And it's so uncomfortable. Is there a pad for my heel? And this guy's like, I'm on a roof in 7 degree weather.
For my heel. I think it's hilarious that he's wearing cowboy boots on a roof.
No, his weren't cowboy boots. Oh, they serve like boots. They sell like repair? Work boots there too at Hampton Shoe. So thanks to them for helping me out. Check out the video, Y98.com and the Y98 Facebook page. And if you're looking for plans, tonight I'm doing the trivia party for St. Patrick's Center, and tomorrow night a benefit for 5 Acres Animal Shelter.
The music you hear.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.